No, let's sing. We have a song. Let's sing something happy. No, not only Breslev songs, on both sides. Someone know a happy song? Oh boy, say, let's sing. You know the song of Ke'ayan Taro
Galati Ke'ayim Ke'ayan Taro Ke'ayim Ke'ayan Taro
Torah Lamed Zayin, Likutei Moharan, Part Zayin. We talked about those amazing souls that are hidden, been kidnapped by Yetzer Hara. Rav Berland, in his eulogizing the Hesped on the Marosh, Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo ben Malka, he said that Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo ben Malka, Rav Shik, the Marosh, he had that gift, he received that job from Rabbeinu Kadosh to be the one that he is Motzi Yakar Mizolel. He's the one, he was the one that was going into the stomach of the snake and takes out back the souls that already been swallowed by the snake. He would go to the lowest places of them all and he would redeem them, he would save them, Pidyon Shvuim, making Pidyon Shvuim. The snake has got a desire, you know, Baruch Hashem. Now another Chiddush, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the snake that his food gonna be afar, earth? Why? We're saying v'nafshi ke'afar l'kol tiyeh, my spirit is going to be afar. So you see, it's a sign for humility. A person that is in the aspect of afar, he's like the ground, so he's humble. It's the spirit of the person, it's the spirit of the Jew, and that's the food of the snake. The snake is after the spirits and after the humble spirits, the humble souls. This is his prayed. This is what that he wants to swallow. The precious souls, the most precious souls, the humble ones, the ones that mamash are like earth, that receives all kinds of insultings and not answering back. They are the ones that the snake, his flavors mamash, they're like for us, like ice cream, pie, pecan, and all that, syrup, maple. Moshe likes steaks. We're more gentle than you, Moshe.
Pancakes.
Ben and Jerry's, what's the names of all of these? What? Fudge. The what? rainforest crunch, yes, those are the names they have there. All of those. This is the souls of Am Yisrael are coming from the forest. This is the food of the snake. So how much we're gonna have to talk on that forever to strengthen ourselves, to remember where are we coming from. We're coming from a holy place, and we have that place inside of ourselves. You don't need to go and to search for yourself. You don't need to move. Don't move. Just observe. Just look inside. Now you have a certain electronic device, something. You need to plug it, and then all of the electricity, the energy, is coming from inside. It's true, you need to be careful not to touch it from outside also, that you are not going to be shocked. But the truth is that the real power is inside. Also the person, your spiritual connection with Hashem is from inside. It's true, you can see it also outside. You can see it on the face of the person, you can see it from the books that he wrote, from the prayers that you see him going, and all of the charity that, okay, you can see it from outside, his energy, his powers. But the truth is that the real treasures, his real connection with Hashem is from inside. And also in faith it's like that, because when you want to see Hashem, you can see him outside. You look at the trees, you can see Hashem. You look at animals, you can see Hashem. You talk to people, you watch a class, you hear a rabbi speak. You can see Hashem talking to you from outside. But the real power of Hashem, the real power, no matter how much you saw from outside, you cannot even compare it to what you can feel from inside. Even if you saw tons from outside, mamash, you cannot understand how much Hashem is outside. Inside, it's so many times more. So only one thing you need to do, to close your eyes, to look inside, to dare to look inside, not to be afraid, to close your eyes and to meditate, not to say mantra and words, to just to observe, to look for Hashem. Hashem, where are you? You're going to see so many things. You're going to find the light of Hashem Yitbarach inside of you. So just don't be afraid. A lot of people, when they're starting to go through that spiritual process of finding Hashem, they feel not comfortable with themselves, because a lot of things waking up inside, fears, anxieties, and angers, and things that they cannot understand and cannot explain. But because Hashem is He wants to go. Hashem wants to break those walls. Hashem wants to break that separation. Your neshama from inside want to connect you. The Gemara is saying, "Ma lo le'av she'eglah et banav." What a father that excommunicated his children, what he's got in his life? What? Can you satisfy him? Can you give him something? Some pie, some pancakes, going to make him happy? What do you? Even Torah, he cannot learn. Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef was missing, Yaakov, he wasn't alive in those years. Years on years that Yaakov wasn't alive. He couldn't learn, he couldn't breathe, he couldn't pray, he couldn't do nothing. He was so sad. And Hashem Yitbarach even more so. From Yaakov we learn on Hashem. Hashem is crying, Vamistarim Tifke Nafshi, is crying and crying and hiding himself and crying and crying. Why? Because he doesn't have nothing except of, where are my children? So you are that child. We can talk again about Hafatza, about distribution, all great, but if you're not working on distributing to yourself, to wake up yourself, so what are you going to have to give? If you have 10 shekels, you can give them. If you don't have them, you cannot give them. How are you going to wake up other people to go closer to Hashem if you're still far? You need to love your friend like you love yourself. So you have to love yourself. You have to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, and then to share, to tell everyone that you're connected, and not to be afraid to say, "I'm connected. I'm well connected." I said to one of my friends yesterday, he asked me about the school that my children are going to, a certain place, and where they're learning and what they're doing. So I told him, I wish that my children, of course I'm blessing them to have more than I have, but if they're gonna also have only what that I have, it's perfect for me. It's enough for me. Why? Because what can I bless them more than to want to serve Hashem Yitzbarach all day long? And this is something that I know that I have. So except of that, what can I bless them? That they, what, they're gonna be a Talmidei Chachamim? It's gonna happen, by the way. That they're gonna be Baalei Tefillah? It's gonna happen, by the way. That they're gonna be holy? It's gonna happen. If you have the will, if you have the desire, all of the rest is gonna follow. Because you have the main thing. Because the Ikar Ha'Ratzon, the main thing is the will. You purchase the will, if you're working on the will to purchase it, to buy it, that it's gonna be yours, that you want Hashem. You have everything. You have everything. You hear? You hear? You have everything. Everything. Everything you need when you want Hashem. Because then Hashem is available to you. You have Hashem Yitzbarach with you. And then you can achieve everything. Because Hashem is Kol Yachol. He's able to do everything. And if you're connected to someone that he's got all of those powers, so he can give. He can give it to you also. So to know that we are holy souls, holy spirits, and the fact that you're contaminated, that you're sinning, that you're falling, that you're failing, it's from the side of the Yetzirah, it's from the side of the body, it's because of the exile, it's because of the depths of the exile, because of the darkness of the exile, because that no one taught you the way, and Adrabah, people lied to you, and cheated you, and twisted your mind, with lies on top of lies on lies on lies, and you were lost, and now you start to find a way. So instead of chasing yourself and blaming yourself on the distance that you're at now from the Kedusha, from holiness, be happy on the fact that Bor Olam is smiling to you. At least now Bor Olam is communicating with you. Bor Olam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAlim HaAmim, he chose you from all of the nations, from all of the people. From all of the people in the world, Hashem chose you. Everyone should say those words. Hashem chose me. Hashem, you chose me. Bachata bi. Hashem, kirafta oti. You brought me closer to you. Hashem, you done that to me. You chose me, Hashem. This is why you thank Hashem. First thing in the morning, mode, ani, lefanecha. Thank you, Hashem. And Rav Shalom explained in Shabbos that Modeh Ani Lefanecha, you sang it in the morning before you purified your hands. Means, even if you're contaminated, even if you're in the most contaminated places, you cannot even mention the name of Hashem Yitzbarach. You're in the toilet. You're in a place that you're not allowed to do nothing. To thank Hashem, you can. To thank Hashem Yitzbarach on what that you do have, you can. Even in with contaminated hands. Hands is the symbol for faith. Vayyadav emunah. His hands are showing on his faith. When a person got faith, he's rising, he's raising his hands up in the air. On Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter, that he was one of the most important Hasid of Breslev, after he came back to Poland from Uman, first time that he was in Uman, he came back, he started to pray like that, with his hands in the air. People testified on him, that he wasn't praying like that before. Only when he came back from Uman, his hands were... You cannot stop it. When you feel ashamed, your hands are rising by themselves. It's not, you don't have control on that. You want Hashem, so you do as much as you can. As much as you can. And understand the power of the hands, the power of the hands, the power of the legs can be even greater than the power of the mind, of the head. Means that the power of the students can be even stronger than the power of the rabbi. Why? Because you can lift your hands above your head. They can reach a higher place than your head even. With faith you can come to places that with brain, with wisdom, you cannot come. You can count on Hashem Yitzbarach on things that you cannot predict. Things that you don't know what's going to be, but you say, I'm throwing it all on Hashem. If you would use your sechel, your brain, you wouldn't do that. Never in the world you wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be here. For sure. But with faith you can achieve more. That's the secret of the students. A rabbi, he has to stay a rabbi. But a student... He can stay a student. He can always say, I'm sorry, I didn't know, I was wrong, it was my mistake, I'm apologizing. No problem. A rabbi cannot do that. A rabbi is not allowed to mistake. If his mistake, wow. A rabbi mistake, you don't know, steak. They're going to make steaks out of him. This is it. He's on the grill. He mistaked. This is it. So, the student can go to places that the rabbi is not able to. Means if now I'm talking to you on things, you can take those things and to bring them to places that I cannot reach. You can go to, I don't know why, in the middle of the night, in the streets of Nachlaot, in a certain apartment, and I don't know what, people are talking and dancing and playing, and I don't even smoking, and you bring that wisdom to that place, to that living room, in the middle of the night, when everyone are tired, and now they have the ability to accept, and now they can accept from you, and you achieved more than what that I said, because you took my words, and you brought them lemaise. I was just talking. Amazing theories, wonderful words of Torah. Nice, great, inspiring, wonderful. Thank you. Shkoyach. Now, it doesn't worth nothing if it's not making some acts in the world. And when you take those words and you're working with them, you're bringing them, you're planting them. This is it. You're gonna harvest. You're gonna harvest. You're gonna see the fruits. You're gonna see people waking up, and you're gonna see the light of the Hafatzah, the wisdom of Hashem. All right, I have tons of seeds in my house. Amazing. You're going to take them and plant them in your backyard, in your neighborhood, in your fields. You're the one that gained the most. And not you. The ones that are going to eat from it. They're going to be the ones that are going to enjoy from the fruits. And that's the wisdom of truth. So for that, you need to believe in yourself. That Hashem believes in you. This is why we're saying, Moda ani lefanecha. I'm thanking you, Hashem, that you brought me, my soul back. Rabbi Munatecha, your faith is huge. Your faith, which faith? Hashem, in what he believes? He believes in the Torah. He knows the Torah. He believes in himself. He knows himself. He doesn't need to believe in what he believes. Which faith of Hashem? Rabbi Munatecha, your faith is huge. Your faith in me. That you woke me up because you believe in me. That I can achieve things today. That I can complete my tikkun. That I can be useful. That I can also contribute. That I can also donate. That I can also help. That I can also make amazing things. You believe in me. Thank you for waking me up. Even that I'm contaminated. You woke me up and I'm contaminated. And I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you on the fact that you woke me up when I'm contaminated. Now, Bezot Hashem, I'm going to purify myself. You're going to help me on everything. Always. Shem Hashem Shagur Befiv. Yosef HaTzadik, he was succeeding because the name of Hashem was in his mouth. Always, always, Hashem Tazor Li. Hashem help me. Hashem Bezat Hashem, with the help of heaven, we're going to do it. Hashem going to help. If Hashem wants, Bezat Hashem. This is the way. Praising Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Always. When you have Hashem Itbarach with you, Tov Hashem Lakol. Hashem is good for everything. Hashem is good to find your shidduch. Hashem is good to have children. Hashem is good to educate them on the right path of holiness, of Kedusha. Hashem is good to find apartments in Jerusalem. Hashem is good to find sources of parnasah. Hashem is good to help you to understand the path of your tshuva, how you're going to find yourself in that huge 1 billion parts puzzle. You have to find yourself. What's your job? Where am I fitting? You find yourself only with Siyata Dishmaya. Only with Siyata Dishmaya. A friend came up to my house. He knows a lot about phones and how to fix phones and things like that. And I asked him if he can help me to fix my wife lost a list of names in her phone. What can you do? Need to sit for 2-3 hours and to think what to do. And I asked him, can you help? And he said, no. And he checked and he looked and he's trying to find a way. And he said, no, I'm sorry, I cannot. So I told him, it's not the right answer. I told him, why? I told him, because James Bond said that you can. James Bond said that you can achieve everything that you need. You just need to think about it. You just need to find a way. So, find a way. So he closed his eyes and he prayed. He said, Hashem, help me to find a way. He opened his eyes. Remember, 1-3 seconds. He opened his eyes and said, I know how to do it. And he done this, that, but he is talented. He's got a good mind, Baruch Hashem. He's got a lot of practice. But before of it, it was impossible. He prayed to Hashem Yitzbarach. He closed his eyes. He had a solution. He just had the solution. And she got the list. This is it. She got the list. Somehow! Hashem Yitzbarach is doing everything. If you connect yourself to Hashem Yitzbarach, there is nothing that calls impossible. There is nothing like it. Hashem can do everything, so there is nothing that's impossible. You don't see how to do it? Okay, that I can understand. Amar Rabbi Binyamin, Rabbi Binyamin said that Kol Am Yisrael, all of Am Yisrael, bevchinat sumin, they're in the aspect of blind. They're blind, they cannot see. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and opening the eyes. Okay, so you're blind now. That I can understand. But Hashem, Pokeach Ivrim, Hashem can open the eyes of blind people. What's the problem? I told you about Rabbi Yosef Schwartz. Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, he, a righteous man that already passed away a few years ago. And he took a woman that she was in hospital. She was handicapped, and he was volunteering in that hospital. And he came to that. And one day he heard a woman crying in the room. So he went into the room. And I told you that story already. So he asked her, "Why are you crying?" So she told him, who gonna marry me? What I'm gonna do with my life? Who gonna marry me?" So he told her, "What's the problem? I'm gonna marry you." So she thought that he's kidding. He sacrificed himself so much, like that, 100%. He was just ready to sacrifice, and that was his wife. And all of his life he was taking care of her. And in the chuppah, she couldn't stand on her legs. And her father, he was blind. And when they came together to her father to tell him that they're getting married, so he cried. So he said, "How are you gonna marry her?" Well, so he told him, "How is she gonna stand in the chuppah?" The father cried. So he told him, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz told him, "You're gonna see in the chuppah that she's standing." This is what Rabbi Yosef Schwartz promised to him. In the chuppah, you're gonna see that she is standing. And this is exactly what has happened. In the chuppah, his eyes been opened, and he could see in the chuppah, and the daughter, she was standing for a couple of hours. She was standing in the chuppah. Miracles. Why? Because when you're sacrificing yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, and you ignore all rules of nature, so Hashem doesn't care about the nature also. Hashem cares about you more than He cares about nature. Like that Rabbeinu is bringing Likutei Moharan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes truth. He loves the trial and the truth. But He loves Am Yisrael even more. A lot more than He loves the justice and trial. He loves Am Yisrael. So when there are judgments on the person, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's saying, "I'm going to punish him." And He's going and He's closing the way from the person to cross. And He is punishing him. Why? That when you're going to break all of those obstacles, you're going to find Hashem Yitbarach. That you're going to know that Hashem Yitbarach is inside all of those hidings. Inside of the Hastara, Shebetoch Hastara. Hashem is hiding Himself in the difficulties. Who doesn't give you children? Hashem. Who stopped you until today to get married? Hashem. Who is stopping you from making Aliyah to come to Eretz Israel? Hashem. Who stops you from finding the house, that apartment that you're looking for? Hashem. Hashem Himself is stopping you. So instead of getting angry and sad and depressed, that it's all results of arrogance, that you don't want to learn, you don't want to understand that Hashem got a reason to rebuke you, that Hashem got a reason to humiliate you, to wake you up, only because He missed you. He missed you. You have a child that just all day long he wants to ride a bicycle. This is what that he wants. And you love him. You want him to succeed in life. You don't want him to be a professional bike rider. You want him to succeed in life. You want him to live life of Kedusha, of Torah, to have family life, to get married. You want him to have that, to have faith. You don't want him to enjoy in his childhood to fly and this is it, and that he will be lost when he's going to be 18 or 16 or even earlier. You want him to have things, that he's going to have wisdom. So you have to stop him from his imaginations, because he's got imaginations. And you have to stop him. And it's out of your loving kindness. It's because that you love him so much that you have to rebuke him. Et asher yohav Hashem yochiach. Hashem rebukes the one that He loves. How He going to rebuke you? In something that you don't care about. You don't care about your old bike, so, and it's ruined. So you don't care about it, so it's not a rebuke. But your computer is so important to you now, and you want to do things. Hashem Yitbarach is shutting off your computer. Not working. Sorry, but I done everything. Yeah, ani Hashem, but I'm Hashem. But ani Hashem. You done everything, but I'm still here. But I'm also here. And I can shut off your computer, and I can close your phone, and I can hang up your phone when you're talking to your wife in the most important time of your life, mamash, and it's the middle of mamash, you were about to solve everything, and now she's been insulted. Hashem can do whatever he wants. He knows how to juggle, he knows how to everything, how to shoot hoops, how to score, everything. Hashem knows perfectly everything he knows, exactly. He knows when to close your phone, he knows when not to let you go to sleep, when not to let you find parking, how to stop you from having the panasa to pay rent, to pay the mortgage, to pay to the city hall, to receive ticket in the worst time of them all, to receive a fine. Hashem is so sweet that he knows exactly how to make holes in the teeth. Everything, everything he knows how to do. Exactly what did you need to come to that place that you're gonna, to the recognition, to the hakara, that it's all Hashem, and without Hashem you cannot do nothing, nothing. If you're open-minded and you're clean and you're pure, you can see Hashem before judgments are coming. You can sense them. You have the sensitivity to understand that Hashem Yitbarach is whispering to you, that Hashem is hinting you on things that can come. But if you are rough, you're thick, you cannot feel. So Hashem Yitbarach have to talk to you louder and stronger, and sometimes even to be pushy, and sometimes even to be violent. If there's no choice, Hashem loves you more than you can understand. To him it hurts a lot more to punish you than to you to be punished. You don't understand nothing. You're just not gonna ride the bike today. You're not gonna pay the rent today. You're gonna receive some insultings. Hashem Yitbarach thinking on the purpose, on eternal life with you, on your spiritual success, on your eternal success forever. Success that's going to be there forever. A process of growth, of development, that of expanding, purifying forever. Hashem is taking care of that. So for that, you have to go through some difficulties in life, and nothing's going to change it. If you would be so humble to go to the field and to humiliate yourself and to break yourself in the field and mamash to surrender to Hashem Yitbarach, so wonderful! You don't need to taste the bitterness of the medications. But if not, so you have to go through all of those processes. But you have to understand and to remember. When you have da'at, when you have that understanding that I was saying that, Kerachem Aval Banim, like that Hashem has got mercy on his children. This is why Hashem is like a father that is punishing his children because he loves them. This is why Hashem is rebuking you. You need to remember that. If now you don't know where you received that slap, you don't know where that came from. So okay, it hurts. But if you understand that it's the Father that loves you, so you don't feel the pain. You accept the rebuke. You say, Father, why? I'm sorry. First of all, I'm sorry. You don't need to apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had to punish me, Hashem. Someone that doesn't have that, he wants Hashem to apologize. Like we explained the condition of Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael are hurt. Am Yisrael are vulnerable. Keep it. I won't be able to say it again. So remember, I made it once. Baruch.
Yes.
If you're sensitive, it means that you don't have faith. It means that you have your will. And you're frustrated that you haven't received it, and why Hashem is not answering my prayers. You don't have a perfect faith to know it's all good. No matter what, it's all good. You cannot cross crises. You cannot. You're not able to. You don't have the faith. You don't have the air supply. You cannot breathe in every situation. to accept it. That's the will of Hashem. I'm going to make it through. I'm going to make it. I'm going to cross that crisis. Also, I don't care. If that's the will of Hashem, thank you, Hashem. I'm going to make it. Hashem, help me to make it. Also that. Also, if you have faith, you don't feel no pain. But if you don't have faith, so you're suffering again. And, oh, he's insulting me. She told me. They rebuked me. Why are they saying that? Why I have to go through all of those things? Why? Because Hashem wants you to. And if you understand that, so you don't feel no sorrow. The Yisurim, the suffering, is because of lack of knowledge, lack of understanding that it's all from the Creator, and the Creator loves you. So for that, to have all of that connection to Hashem Yitbarach, you have to understand that you have a soul inside of yourself. You have a holy soul that is part of God that's in prison. Chelek Eloka Mimal, that's in prison. Part of God from heaven, that's in prison, that's in your body, stuck inside of your body. Hashem chose you to put the Shekhinah inside of you. You're hosting Hashem. You're hosting Hashem inside of yourself. You carry Hashem Yitbarach inside of you. That's the exile of Hashem. So be a nice hoster and let him eat and let him drink. And he needs only spiritual supply. He doesn't need food. He doesn't need waste motavot. He needs Torah. He needs tefillah. He needs tshuva. He needs to open the gates of that contaminated body that he's gonna be able to come back to be himself. Hashem Yitbarach is inside of you. This is the gift. Think what you achieved. What you received from Hashem. You received from Hashem Chelek Hashem Amo. That you are hosting Hashem. You know, what can you say more? You have Hashem Yitbarach inside of you. Hashem been exiled into you, into your body. So just open a crack, open a window, open your mouth, open your mouth. Nafshi yatza bedabero. You open your mouth, Hashem is coming out from your throat, from your mouth. You open your eyes to see, learn Torah. Hashem is moving, the water are running, everything is flowing, everything is moving. Your body is being purified. Shukideshanu b'mitzvotav, making us holy in every mitzvah and mitzvah. You sit now in Bet Midrash, even if you're not learning Torah, you've been purified. Shukideshanu b'mitzvotav. You're learning Torah, every letter. Even the vowels, even the nekudot. If a person now doesn't know what it means, chirik, the small dot under the letter, he doesn't know what's that. If now you're going to teach him what's that, it's chirik. You pronounce it E. This is Torah for him, right? So on that, he will receive reward. So think that every chirik that you mention, the smallest thing of them all, not even the letter Yud, just chirik, with every letter. It's already Limud Torah, and he's going to have reward on it. You have reward. It means being purified by learning it. Shekideshanu b'mitzvotav. And Torah, to learn Torah, is mitzvah that counts like all of the rest of the mitzvot. Like you kept 613 mitzvot. Now, when you said chirik, when you thought chirik, when you pronounced chirik, the smallest thing of them all, think how much. If you believe in it, you can feel it. If you don't believe in it, you cannot feel it. If you believe in it, you can feel the purification. You can feel that the growth. You feel that you're growing. You can feel that you're thinking differently. You feel that the neshama is getting into all of your organs. You have soul in your hands suddenly. You have soul in your legs. You have soul in your stomach. You cannot eat like you were eating. You cannot drink like you were drinking. Suddenly you have desires to holy places, to hear holy sounds, to hear holy music, to talk holy conversations. The body is functioning differently. So it means that it's been purified. It's not the same. It cannot suffer all of the contamination that it could carry before. Before you wouldn't feel nothing, numb, nothing. All good, stone like hell. Doesn't feel nothing, don't care. Fire, not afraid. Alcohol, no, poison, not afraid. Drugs, give me, no problem. Can whatever upload, no fear. Why? No holiness, all physical. So not even getting excited for nothing. Nothing exciting him anymore. Becomes to be like an animal. Nothing, doesn't care, doesn't feel, doesn't sense nothing. But when you purify yourself a little bit more, a little bit more, so you can see the light of Hashem in Barach, and you can find Hashem in your life. You can find Hashem inside of food, you can find Hashem inside of the learning, you can find Hashem when you're asleep, you can wake up with new understandings. You wake up and you're strong. You decide to commit yourself to Avodat Hashem from this morning and on. Before Netilat Yadayim, you can already feel purity. Today I'm going to serve Hashem. Wonderful. Thank you Hashem for waking me up. And this is it. Netilat Yadayim. Going. Toilet. Whatever you need to go through. So, and then Mikveh. Oh, thank you Hashem. And then Shachrit. Wonderful. Great. And then Kolel. Limud HaTorah. Amazing day. Amazing day. And it all depends in the will. Because you can wake up in the same morning and you just want to die. Where is the Kamelon filter? Where the red Marlboro? Where is my Zippo? And this is it. Wants to die. Where's the whiskey at 10 a.m.? This is it. Where's the whiskey? Where's that damn whiskey? All that you have Hashem, all that you don't have nothing. Because Enot Milvadon, there is nothing except of Him. So all that you have Him, all that you don't have nothing. Believe in yourself, that you're sweet, that you're good. Each and every one of us, we're good. Bemet, bemet. Check it. Take it to test. Go to the field, ask yourself, who am I? Make a list. Good things that I want to do in my life. You're going to be inspired from yourself. Good things that Hashem helped me that I achieved until today. You're going to be impressed from yourself, from who that you are. Thank you. Chazak Ubaru.